Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
We are in the beautiful town of Miami doing little mini interviews with business leaders and owners here today. And I am happy to see Tim Alinsky again with Pin Drop Travel Trailers. We got to meet in the studio about 2 months ago, I think. We have Jamie Kerr with the Arizona Commerce Authority to thank for that interview. And you and Evelyn Vargas are the two who said, you got to come up and visit Miami. So here we are today. Yes. Thank you for having us. I would love for you to tell us about Pin Drop Travel Trailers and why Miami, Arizona?
Okay. Well, Pin Drop Travel Trailers are solar-powered, self-contained micro campers that we manufacture right here in historic downtown Miami, Arizona. So they're lightweight. They're super easy to pull. They're just, you know, packed with accessories and all the comforts of home. So we make them here in Miami, Arizona, because I fell in love with Miami, Arizona. If you haven't been, you need to come out and visit it. But it's really a lovely community. It's been around for 120-some years, manufacturing copper for the entire world. So it's kind of a big deal. But the historic district is lovely. When my wife and I saw the building, we really just became enamored with it and repurposed it to suit manufacturing purposes. So it's fun to work here because you can kind of feel all the history around you. And, you know, our building was anything from I think it started out as a restaurant saloon with a boarding house upstairs, probably a boarding house turned brothel, you know, and then over the years was a muffler shop, a body shop, storage for core samples for the mine. I mean, you name it, like, everything was in that building. And so we're just kind of part of that ongoing story here in Miami.
Shout out to Ruth Ellen, your partner in crime when it comes to life and business, of course. I think you might have just said it. You guys have been manufacturing out of Miami for how long, Ben?
So we started in 2018. Yeah, so it's been 5 years. We just celebrated our five-year anniversary. And yeah, my partner in crime, Ruth Ellen, she's I have her to thank for all this. It was really her brainchild. I had the easy part. I just built what we now call a prototype. I built it for selfish reasons. We wanted to go on a trip up to Montana to visit my brother who had moved up there. And I didn't want to pool our old vintage camper because it just wouldn't have made it. So I had been building this trailer, this superior trailer in my mind all these years. And I finally locked myself in there, built it. And when we took it back and forth to Montana, it just got a lot of rave reviews on the road. And so it was my wife that said, hey, we should really make a business out of this. And so she came up with the brilliant name, you know, and we just sort of ran with it from there.
And you've been 5 years in the business, and I follow you guys on Instagram. I know you're on other social platforms as well. You've got an incredible following, and really, you've hit just a niche market. Tell us a little bit about some of the exciting things that you've seen some of your owners have used, and what makes it unique. I know you talked about the solar, but also talk about the kitchen, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have a great kitchen. It's a very small trailer. We try to pack basically everything you can in a teeny tiny footprint. So it's only 14 and a half foot in length, but it's got a queen size mattress. It's a fully insulated cabin. And the best part of it is out the rear, it's a teardrop style. So just like the vintage teardrops, you open up the hatch and there's a kitchen back there. But ours is sort of, well, it's amazing. So you pull out these drawers and then you're in a galley kitchen, but you're surrounded on either side with cold food storage and two burner stove. And right in front of you, you have a deep basin stainless steel sink, you know, so you've got fresh water, you've got all your cooking accessories and cold food storage, like I said, and lighting, and there's even a stereo. And so it's kind of like being at home, except you're out in nature, which is wonderful.
And you set out to do this just for you guys. And when Ruth Ellen said, hey, we really got to think about this as a business, were you on board right away or did it take a bit of time?
No, I was on board right away. I was happy to jump into a new venture. I'd been a contractor for 22 years. It was time for a change. And this kind of was just right up my alley because it takes all of the trades that I've been studying for so many years and condenses them into one tiny little unit. So it's got, you know, plumbing, electrical, framing, both framing and finished carpentry, welding. I mean, just every trade basically is contained in this little micro camper. So it's really, it's fun for me to build them. I really enjoy it being, you know, a tradesman at heart. And the best part of it is just seeing the customers and their experience with it. So we started with a rental program right off the bat to get our units out there in the hands of folks so they could really experience them. We got a lot of feedback from that rental program, which really helped us kind of dial our product in. So, I mean, our customers are 100% satisfied. We have not had a customer yet sell their pin drop.
You know. That's impressive. And not just here in the U.S., right? I think I remember seeing that there's, or is it just U.S. as far as ownership? Have people taken them out of the country? Or purchased them and then using them out of the country? I can't remember.
I think we've had one. We almost had a sale up in Canada. The gentleman was very interested. He didn't wind up purchasing from us. I'm sure we've had some go to Canada and Mexico, but we haven't sold directly out of the country. But we're on each coast in the United States and north and south.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't heard about Pin Drop Travel Trailers, I really suggest that you follow these guys on social media. I mentioned Instagram. Are there other platforms that are your favorites as well, or is really Instagram where it's at?
Yeah, that's my wife's department. So
can you answer it though, since she's not here?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram. We're on, of course, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and of course our website.
So good. Tim, thank you so much for making time for us today. Before we let you get back to work and whatever has your attention today, is there a place beyond Pin Drop Travel Trailers manufacturing site here in Miami that is your favorite spot when you're here?
Is
that a loaded question?
I think you've heard this probably many times today, but I mean, Wiles El Rey is probably the finest restaurant around. I really enjoy doing the stairs too, Keystone Stairs all the way up to the top of Miami. It's a beautiful view from up there, and just imagining the miners walking back and forth along that staircase is just a neat kind of picture in your mind of the history of the area. So,
and this museum is amazing. I look forward to spending some more time here today. Thank you again for being here, and look forward to staying in touch.